Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta, who was stranded on the highway, called Ignatius and asked him to pick her up, and he agreed. She called him again while he was on the way, and his vehicle crashed into a truck. June admitted to Lucille that she took the plants, and Lucille was angry, but Cecil insisted that they needed supervision. Right now, Mal is on the phone with Shelley.
Please call our nurse, please. Hello, Shelley. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, Marla.
Oh, gosh, Shelley. I just hear about the accident. Ignatius okay?
Girl, I'm at the hospital. I eat. I sleep. They say critical and there's a 50-50 chance he can live.
What? No, my Shelley, no.
Mm-hmm. He breaks several bones. Molly, if you see how my husband blows up and swell up.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. Listen, Shelley, I can come down there just now, all right?
Okay. Is a truck running into Jeep. People say holy truck is speeding.
Girl, you see this is why I just said my prayers every time me and Anil that we got to go on your road. Some of these drivers, they just drive like they're mad. And you know, even though you're telling them to slow down, they won't listen. Gosh, man.
Can't lose my husband, Marla.
Listen, Shelley, Ignatius is one of the strongest people we know. You ain't gonna lose me.
Please tell everybody for pray. Ask them to pray for my husband, please.
All right, I waited for Anna to come back, and then I'm gonna let you drop me down. You want to bring anything for you?
Mm-mm. I ain't got appetite for eating nothing. I just want to know that Ignatius gonna be okay.
Shelley, well, you got to eat to keep up your strength, right? You got to be strong for Ignatius.
Yes.
All right, Shelley, I'm going to see you soon.
Okay. Hello?
Shelley?
Yes, Miss Diana.
I just hear about Ignatius.
How are
you doing?
He battling. This is a 50-50.
God, Father, have mercy. What is this? I'm sorry for these accidents.
Oh, Miss Dino. My husband and deserve for lying down like that upon the bed. You see, Mister, you know.
I could only imagine what you're going through. We got pray for Ignatius. Rhonda can't afford to lose a man like Donald.
I can't lose him. Miss Dinah, I love my husband. I know I make a mistake with the nephew and everybody judging me. But I really love my husband.
I believe you, girl. Anybody at the hospital there with you?
Marla said she coming just now. Divine and Ryan here, but I sit down by myself. Everybody just crying all the time.
Father, what is this?
I'll tell everybody for pray.
All right. When Goldman come back, I can ask if you drop me to the hospital.
Okay.
He gonna make it, Shelly. He gonna make it.
Oh, thanks, Miss Dino.
You hang in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Auntie Paulette. Morning.
Nurse Leah. Morning. You not working today?
No, I'm on a couple days leave.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see how Uncle Alexander is doing since he got out of the hospital.
Nurse, what I won't tell you. We're here trying.
Okay.
He inside sleeping. And Donnie gone to the farm. I preparing to make some farine.
You need any help?
Oh, yes. You could help me scrape the cassava.
All right. Let me just wash my hands first.
Look, we got water in a basin there.
Okay.
Thanks for helping. You know making farine is hard work, girl.
I know. Sometimes I help Granny.
Okay.
So, how the diet going, Auntie Paulette?
Girl, I'm trying to do the things the doctor say. But Alexander feeling better and already showing like he little stubborn to follow the diet.
Oh no, that's not good.
If he wakes up before you leave, please talk to him for me. When he was in the hospital, he promised the doctor he gonna do everything she said. But now that we home, it's a different story.
So, it's just that he don't want to eat the food?
Yes, he eating. But some of the things he want to eat, the doctor said to limit.
Things like what?
Yesterday, Danny bring home some fish. So I decided instead of frying it, I will steam it for Alexander. He wasn't happy with that.
Diabetics should really avoid deep fried foods.
I told him that we all go try to eat more healthy. And I want to follow the diet with him, although I am not diabetic.
Well, a diabetic diet is really having a balanced diet. Low fat, low sugar, avoiding things like fried foods.
The doctor told us all that. I even steamed some greens day before yesterday, and he just pick at it. And when I look, he leave back most of it.
No, man. Uncle Alexander can't be wasting precious things like steamed greens. Greens are precious things.
I know. They had some people come in the village some months ago talking to us about diet from HESAD.
Yes, the Hinterland Environmental Sustainable Agricultural Development.
Yes, those same people. And they were encouraging us to plant more, eat more fruits and vegetables and so on.
Yes, HESAD is doing a lot of work in our villages. Is getting the people now to change their behavior.
One of my friends in the next village thinks they are saying something is wrong with our Amerindian food.
No, Auntie Paulette, that is not it. Our ancestors lived for years eating our diet. But don't forget, they ate things that grow like wild fruits. They would fish, they would hunt, natural foods.
Some of us still do that, you know, Northly.
Yes, but like how Uncle got diabetes. Is because we eating a lot more other things, like processed foods.
And more of it coming into the village.
We got to find a way to balance things out. There are ways we can make some of our foods even more nutritious. We could make things like farine fried rice. Well, farine is not rice, but you know what I mean. Making the farine fried rice style.
Yeah, I understand.
Add plenty greens. And add a little meat to make it more nutritious. Instead of just eating the bare farine, you get nutrients from the vegetables, the farine, and the meat.
It's a so lot
right
of
there,
things
you're covering three food
more
groups.
Nutritious.
Staples, yes. Which is the cassava, vegetables, and food from animals.
Oh. Nurse Leah, you here? Good day.
Hi, Uncle Alexander. Good day. How are you feeling today?
Well, Uncle Alexander can tell you, child. I drink in the tablets they give me for this diabetes thing, and I train with these new things.
Like the steamed fish and steamed greens?
It can take a while to get accustomed to that.
Uncle Alexander, you need to try.
Yesterday he wanted to drink sweet drink.
Oh no. You know the sweet drink not good for you because you're diabetic.
Sometimes you just get a craving for these things.
You got to try and practice self-control.
We can't do anything but try.
You don't want to live a long and healthy life?
Yes, just like my father.
Okay, good. So you got to start taking care of yourself. It's important to eat fresh fruits and vegetables every day. And it's important to make sure you're getting nutrients from all the food groups.
The doctor at the hospital talked to us a lot about these food groups.
And yet you still don't want to do the right thing, Alexander. You wanted to drink the sweet drink yesterday, and you're hardly eating the steamed fish and greens.
Paulette, it's a big change for me. I never thought I would end up with anything like this.
We all adjusting with diet. Me, you, and Danny. You are not alone in this.
Family is really important. When you're trying to change a diet to a more balanced one, you need to motivate each other.
And that is what me and Danny are trying to do.
Y'all don't bother with me, man. I can do it.
What you had for breakfast?
I made some cornmeal porridge and Danny picked some mangoes.
Not bad. For a balanced breakfast, you should try and include foods from at least 3 food groups. For example, you could have boiled eggs and fruit. Or if you make some porridge, you could use low-fat or skim milk and spice it up with some nuts and fruits.
I love milk. The shop they sell nice powder milk.
But as a diabetic, Uncle Alexander, you should avoid full-fat milk.
But I always know that milk is nutritious.
True, but your diet should be low-fat all round.
Okay.
You know what I will do, Auntie Paulette? I will get some recipes for you to show you how you can include more fruits, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and vegetables in your diet.
I would really appreciate that.
I hope that doesn't take all the joy out of the food.
No, Uncle Alexander.
Okay, good.
But I know it can be challenging to change your diet suddenly. But we have to help each other.
I really appreciate it, Nurse Leah.
You're welcome. Anything to make sure that we all live a happy and healthy life.
Shelly girl, we're there here for you.
Miss Dinah, Amala, thank you all for coming to the hospital. I need all the help I could get.
Don't mention it, Shelly.
Ignatius still unconscious?
Yeah, he ain't wake up since the accident. If you see how much tubes and wire I got hooked up to you.
Oh gosh.
Don't worry, he'll make it. Listen, it's Ignatius we talking about.
I don't even know what my husband was doing on the highway.
Shelly, you know Ignatius is a businessman. He must have had some kind of business up there.
Oh, I just want to wake up.
Look, is Daddy Doctor coming there?
Yes. Let me talk to you.
Lord, I hope he got some good news.
Doctor, any update on my husband, Mr. Ignatius Thomas? Doctor, don't freaken me. Why are you looking at me like that?
All right, Shelly, wait.
What's going on, Doc?
Doctor, my husband okay? He gonna be okay?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.